The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I've got America's favorite lieutenant governor on the line, Pamela Evatt. How do you like that? America's favorite lieutenant governor.
I love that, Deb. Thank you so much. I am trying to work hard to be that. But it's great hearing you this morning. Glad Joey got a little much-needed rest, but it's always great to have you on the line.
Well, thank you. I enjoy being here. It's a lot of fun. A little early for me, but a lot of fun. So, you know, you and I were having a conversation a while back about, you know, we've got squishy Republicans. They got squishy Democrats. But the problem is, when you vote just because they've been in there too long, sometimes you're voting for people who don't have a clue, and they won't get a clue until they've been there a while. And it's starting to show up in South Carolina. Just kind of the quick conversation you and I had. Let's talk about that, if you don't mind. And then whatever else you need to talk about, let me know.
Not at all. You know, I think you and I have talked about this, Joey and I have talked about this a lot, is that you have to know who you're voting for. You got to do your homework. And it seems like we have less and less people coming out in our primaries. It was very sad to see that, you know, this year in our primaries, only 16% of our voters came out. So 16% is deciding who the candidate is on our ticket in the general election. And I think sometimes what you find is that then people see a candidate and they do some research and they don't like it. So now they don't come out and vote. So we have less and less people voting. So Deb, I think the secret is we got to make people understand how important it is to come out in these primary elections. Do your research. Cause I hear all the time, like our opponent, for our gubernatorial election coming out and saying, well, if I don't like this bill, I'll veto it. And he stops there. Well, you can veto it all day long, but if you got into office, the General Assembly can override your veto. Like, it doesn't stop there. And I think sometimes people get wound up in rhetoric and they listen to chatter that's just not true. And so what I hear, Deb, is like so-and-so promised they were going to do this and they didn't. So I don't believe in the process anymore and I'm not getting out. When really whoever so-and-so insert a name never had the power to do that anyway. They wanted to. It was a good idea. They wished they could. They never had the power to do it.
I know, but it's all in the conversation. And to your point, I don't think people realize, I mean, I'm just going to say it, how many bureaucrats truly run the system. And I'm not saying bureaucrat in a bad way. These are folks who are good people. They've been there for years. They understand how to write a bill. So please don't hear bureaucrat as a negative. Recently in a local campaign, it was used as a negative against good folks who worked in a local office. And that's not what I mean. I do mean that you have a lot of folks who this is their job. This is what they do. They do the best they can. They try to take your intent and put it out there. But, you know, so Lieutenant Governor Evatt, what I have found, South Carolina, I mean, I hate to break it to you. they have taken the power from the governor and the lieutenant governor, and it's in the hands of the legislature.
Yeah, it is. And I think COVID really brought that to light, right? I think so many times I would hear, you know, Governor DeSantis is doing this. How come Governor McMaster isn't doing this? And it's like, well, because he doesn't, it's not in our Constitution. He doesn't have the power to do that. And I think sometimes people, that's why I'm saying, I think COVID gave everybody a civics lesson, right? Because so many people are like, well, I didn't realize that. Not every governor can do the same thing. And we do have a very powerful legislature where that's where most of it falls. So the power of the governor's office is the power of persuasion, the power to put facts down, to get everybody to cooperate together. You have a bully pulpit. You need to make sure you use that wisely. I think the governor is very good at that, very good at cooperation and collaboration. That's how you get ideas through the General Assembly. But you're absolutely right, Deb. The General Assembly holds most of the power. And every time they try to take one more piece of power away from the governor, all you're doing is in reverse what they're thinking. You're giving more power to the already powerful body.
Yeah. And I think the problem is the average, I'm just going to say, a person just doesn't think that way. It's like, we elect a governor, we have a lieutenant governor that runs on a ticket. We expect them to do certain things. And the truth is, you can't. You can't.
Absolutely.
That's interesting. You're Absolutely. Calling it the power of persuasion. I think that's a very wise way to put that.
But, you know, that's how politics used to work, Jeff. You could sit down at a table. Sometimes we have to do it more in our own party than I think we had to do that years ago. And I mean that in either party way, right? Because even within our parties, we have so many people with different views and opinions. But we as a party have got to come to the table and realize that we share more in common than we don't. Beating Right. each other up is never a good thing. You know, you see how close elections are now. And when you try to convince your party that your people within your own party are bad and you start dividing that even further, how will we ever win? I've always thought this was the best Democrat strategy ever to get us infighting so that we start turning on each other, which makes them more powerful.
Yeah, I never quite understood the whole idea of, you know, I just moved to town. I'm more conservative than you. I was here before you ever showed up, people. And this switch, and the fact is, you just can't convince them. They're just, I don't know, they just lack intelligence, or they just think, the problem is they all think they're so smart. And you want to say, whoa. We were here before you came, and we'll be here when you leave or when you get kicked out of office because you had nothing to do. I worry about that. I see a lot of folks who just got elected, more power to you, but you're going to have a quick learning curve, because even though you've got good ideas, and they are, listen, I don't know anybody who gets into politics like, I'm going to mess the system up. But you've got good ideas. Unfortunately, they're not workable because you don't know how to work the system.
Well, and you're right. And, you know, people get very frustrated. Like I think we have a great delegation in Greenville. And you know, I see them working very hard, and then people will get frustrated with them, right? And they'll say, well, how come we couldn't get this accomplished? You know, we have Republicans are in power. Well, the system is designed to move slowly, to be a deliberative system, right? So the idea our forefathers had is you didn't want to have a body that could make laws just over and over and over again and muddle the system. So what I tell people is don't hate the people, hate the process, right? You might get frustrated with the process, not the people.
All right, let me let you hold on that. Stay with me if you don't mind. Let's talk about the people Absolutely. And the process. I've got Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt on the line with me. Pardon me. Hey, so Lieutenant Governor, I had a texter 20 said, Deb, everyone says do your research. But most research has to be done on the internet. With the way the internet and media is nowadays, how do you put trust in what they say, and where do you go to get the correct information?
That's a great question, Deb. I think a lot of it is understanding what your elected officials have the authority to do, right? And then look at what somebody's promising to do. And I would venture to say that if somebody's promising to do something they can't do, I would be skeptical. And my research would start to look in other directions. I think that's where frustration comes from, is when people promise to do things that they really can't do. Good things, right? Things that make sense, things that we would all want to do. But promising to do something without the power to do, once you get into office, you simply can't do it.
Well,
right?
And
and then people, that over and over again.
And then people become angry, and then they become disillusioned.
And then they stop voting.
Yeah, and then we have a party that's just divided against itself, which we're seeing more and more. The good news is I think some people are now seeing the light. They understand what's truly going on out there. You keep putting up candidates who cannot win, okay? Maybe there's a message in there somewhere, but they can't win. And you can't keep blaming the establishment. Maybe you need better candidates.
And, you know, it's a great philosophy in business and in life. You know, it seems like most people come out to make a statement when they're mad, right? So they're mad. They don't like how things are. And that's never a good place to make a decision. Never make a decision when you're frightened or angry. You just don't make good decisions. And so we have to look at that. Like, we have to look at our candidates and make sure that they, first of all, can do what they're promising to do, right? And two, make sure it is a resume that you think will make us better today than we were yesterday.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't disagree. I've got to just ask real quick, though, to the texter's point, where it's one thing to find a candidate and then you go online, you do your little bit of research about them. But where do you find out what their job actually allows them to do?
Well, I think you have to look. It gets a little bit more complicated. And that's maybe a great thing. That's maybe a great idea, Deb, is for somebody to make it easier, like a white paper that says this is what a state representative does and these are their powers within their district and this is what the governor does and this is what, you know, something that does make it easier for voters to do. And I mean, I think maybe that's something that we can suggest to the party to do.
Yeah.
Is to put something out there so that when people are getting educated on voting and educated on their candidates, it makes it easier. So that's a great suggestion. Again, look at how many things we can solve when we come to the table and all offer great suggestions.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can solve anything.
You know, the other thing I've found is that they may win a primary, but they're not going to win the general.
You know, I think that's a big thing too. You know, we talk about all the time. You have to represent the people in your area. You know, I do a radio show on the coast before I come onto Joey's, and that's what we were talking about with Liz Cheney, right? Mm. And they said, you know, everybody's talking about Liz Cheney and the fact that she's blaming, you know, Donald Trump and she's blaming a broken party. She needs to blame herself because right. As elected officials, I fundamentally believe that I'm elected to do the will of the people that elected me. Not my will, not the will of my family or friends, but the will of the people that elected me. And I think that's what Liz Cheney didn't do, right? And that's what we have to get back to is that you have to listen to the constituents that put you there. They elected you to be their voice in a very, you know, small room of voices, but you're their voice. And that's why she lost. That's why people lose is because they forget that they work for the people that put them there.
Yeah. Well, I don't
and we always have to go back to them.
Well, let me ask you, I don't think we forget who put us here. I think sometimes there is a lot. There's just a lot out there to have to do because not everybody pulls their weight politically. I'm sure you see it across the state. You've got legislators who are just coasting. You know, I've got some friends who are senators. They don't even show up hardly. And yet we kind of hide their voting record. And the same thing happens with members of the House. Listen, it's not easy. I'm not here yelling at anybody. I'm just telling you what we have to do, my friends, is stay involved and stop listening to the chattering voices that are never happy.
Yeah. And there are ways you can go out online and see people's voting records. So, you know, that's one way to do to see if whoever you elected is voting the way you want them to vote.
Right.
But what I encourage everybody, Deb, is don't just reach out to your elected officials when you're mad.
Right.
Reach out to your elected officials when there are things that you're passionate about, that you don't like the direction it's going, and weigh in, because you can't know what you don't know.
Right.
I say that all the time. You can't be an expert at everything. You can't read people's minds, but we all need to get back to being courteous, send an email, have some facts, talk about why it's important to you, but be respectful.
I got it.
And let them understand what you want them to do. I mean, shame on us if we don't tell them. Shame on all, you know, shame on them if they don't listen. But you have to first reach out and let them know. They don't know what they don't know.
All right. I've got a quick one from my friend Amy Ryberg Doyle. She says, hey, if you get a chance, ask Lieutenant Governor, any movement on school choice legislation before we go off to air?
I was very sad to see that died in the Senate. Unfortunately, Senator Massey, kind of died with him.
Okay.
And it's very sad, but Amy, you know, the governor and I are all for school choice. We will be working on it again this year with our legislators. Hopefully we can get some movement and get it done and get it through the Senate. I know there were a lot of senators that were very positive for school choice.
All right. Good, good. Just want to answer that. My friend texted me real quick. Lieutenant Governor, always glad to have you. Thank you for your service. We think you're great. I'm Deb.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.